by what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are back on the beginning of another week, and good to have you with us here at RBN, and it's a pleasure to be here. And tonight, we're going to hear a little bit in a few moments from Ted Pike, the National Prayer Network, and the truthtellers.org, because, you know, last week we didn't have time, but I brought up the issue about the Philly 11, as they're called, and how they are still victims of hate law injustice. And, you know, the group that many of you are aware of, I think most of you are, but there are always newbies out there listening. The Philadelphia 11 Christians were infamously arrested in 2004 for the so-called hate crime of peaceful witnessing during a large homosexual rally in Philadelphia. And they were jailed for 21 hours, six men, five women, including a 17-year-old girl, faced 47 years in prison and a $90,000 fine for each for displaying Bible verses critical of homosexuality and singing, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." Now, how did this come to be, and, well, how did it all happen? Well, right now we have Ted Pike on the line, and he can regurgitate it for us again. Hello, Ted Pike.
Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and, you know, I know we have a quick break coming up, but I just wanted to start off by saying that I was aghast last week when I read your email warning that the federal judge that had upheld, essentially had taken the defense of those like Michael Markovich, who had protested against the homosexuals and also against this restriction, had reversed his own decision, not that they would be jailed, but that these plaintiffs involved in going back after the organizers of the rally, the homosexual rally, would be essentially free from any, prosecution themselves. Is that essentially what happened?
Yes, this is the most amazing reversal. I doubt if any federal judge almost in history has turned around and done a 180 like a Judge Lawrence Stengel did.
Mm-hmm.
As you were saying, this was an egregious crime, a crime of wrongful arrest and imprisonment and denial of these 11 Christians of their basic civil rights of free speech, free mm-hmm. association, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And last May, they have been prosecuting, basically pursuing this course. The Philly 11 are wanting justice, a redress of grievance, mm-hmm. and this was finally brought before federal judge Lawrence Stengel last May, and he issued a 17-page summary initial decision in which he said there is tremendous evidence here that these people have in fact had their civil rights violated. Now, that was just the initial decision. However, and then this was very optimistic for the Philly 11. They felt that he was exercising
all right.
justice.
Okay, we'll get the break. We get the break. We'll pick that up right after the 3-minute break. On the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, we're back now with Ted Pike, and Ted, you were reviewing the case of the Philly 11. Go ahead, continue.
Yes, Judge Stengel, in a preliminary ruling last May, said that the Philly 11 had a real case, basically, against not only Lynn Abraham and the city government of Philadelphia, but against Philly Pride, which is the homosexual organization, which the Philly 11 alleged conspired together with the DA and the chief of police and so on to restrain Christian rights there on October 8th, 2004. And so they were very optimistic, expecting a decision. A decision, by the way, which would probably result in Lynn Abraham's indictment as the instigator of this whole debacle and perhaps imprisonment. So this was absolutely unacceptable to the ADL. Of course, Lynn Abraham is a national executive board member of the ADL, and they obviously would have to have been on the hot seat with Judge Stengel's original decision. So it really wasn't terribly surprising last week when Judge Stengel came out with his final verdict, and that is exactly 180 degrees opposite of what he said originally. And his decision is flat out in defiance of the First Amendment. It says that because Philly Pride obtained a $10 or $15 parade permit, that they had the right to censor all freedom of speech in that 15-block area of Philadelphia. It became, according to Judge Stengel, a no-free speech zone. And these Christians were in violation of the law for, as you mentioned, singing a hymn to Jesus Christ, blessed be the name of the Lord, and using a megaphone there and on the public streets of Philadelphia. All the homosexuals were making a lot of racket with sound stages and megaphones, anything they wanted to. But according to Stengel, these Christians now were lawbreakers, and Lynn Abraham was entirely justified in having them picked up and put in the paddy wagon, taken off, incarcerated for 21 hours in the county jail.
But this does not necessarily mean that they themselves can be prosecuted again, or does it?
No, I don't think so. It's just a tremendous denial of their civil liberties. Of course, their lawyers are going to appeal this and attempt to have it overthrown. So Lynn Abraham and Philly Pride and the whole gang there in this very, very corrupt Philadelphia judicial and political system are not off the hook yet, but obviously we are skeptical whether justice at all can be found in the court systems.
Right. Now, are you aware, Ted, exactly which particular legal grounds were employed to indeed sue the gay pride group in Philadelphia, Philly Pride? What was the basis of the lawsuit by the Philly 11 in retaliation?
Yes, this lawsuit was a lawsuit claiming that their basic civil rights had been violated and that there was a conspiracy among Philly Pride and then and the city government, the legal powers of Philadelphia to bring about that end. And actually, there is a video. There was a police video which I saw, which shows Chief of Police Tiano discussing with his officers there in the morning. They're standing there at attention, and he's walking back and forth, discussing the possibility that these evangelicals are going to arrive that morning, and they are to be viewed with suspicion and so on. It could cause trouble and so on. And there seems to be evidence that he had also, according to Michael Markovich and Repent America, the organization which had just released this news, that they were talking together in familiar terms, the homosexuals and the police, about what to do about the Philly 11. So there seems to have been a consensus between the police, the DA, and so on, that since these Christians were coming, they had to be treated basically as a threat to the homosexual gathering, and obviously their civil rights really didn't matter.
Has the RICO statute been brought up here at all?
I hadn't seen any mention of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering.
By the way, much of what Judge Stengel has said is available at Michael Markovich's website. He was the leader of the Philly 11. That's, of course, www.repentamerica.com.
Right. We'll get him back on the program, too, at some point. Now, this is important because basically the implication here is that for this judge to reverse himself, he must have had some undue influence put on him. Is that basically what you're saying?
I would think so. I mean, because...
Well, we don't have any direct evidence of that,
No, we don't have any direct evidence. Stengel was appointed actually just several months before the Philly 11 fiasco by Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, the other Republican of Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum, who is more of a conservative.
Mm-hmm. He's defeated.
Yeah, and then President Bush had also appointed the Judge Stengel. But the evidence indicates to me that Stengel was evidently doing a pretty good job. He's a common pleas judge originally in the Philadelphia court system, and then was nominated by Specter, Santorum, and the president for this position. I can't make a case that there was some kind of conspiracy in putting him in that position because
well,
his first, Yeah.
Did he explain his reversal, the judge?
Well, we don't have the. I don't have access to the entire decision by the judge.
That's something that would be nice to have if we could do that.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, Michael Markovich could give you all of that.
Good.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah, his lawyers. He has several good lawyers. Ted Hopp and let's see, the American Family Association also, I believe, has been involved in defending the Philly 11 in these appeals.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So basically, where are we in this thing? I mean, we're waiting for some sort of adjudication here and a lawsuit, indeed an appeal, if you will, to another higher court. Is that
that's what they say they're going to do. I would think it could go to the Supreme Court if it's not... if justice is not served, but my, it's shocking, you know, what the implications of this to the hate crimes agenda, I think, are ominous because, you know, the federal hate bill, if it is passed, it's such brand new legal philosophy for the United States of America. You see, we've always had a justice system which requires physical evidence before a so-called crime. You can be arrested for a crime and certainly indicted. And when we get a whole new bias-oriented justice system in the United States where the only criteria of guilt or innocence is whether you are biased and you have expressed your bias verbally against members of a federally protected group, this is a radically new legal system in the history of jurisprudence. And the Congress is not addressing the details of how that's going to be adjudicated, how that's going to play out in the years ahead. Mm-hmm. And so it's left to federal judges, just like Stengel, to legislate from the bench and flesh out the new federal hate law, just like they have in the provinces of Canada. Up in Canada, every province has its own magistrates, and they've evolved their own version of the federal hate law passed in 1971 in each province. So you have some provinces like British Columbia, which are very extreme. In British Columbia, under their hate law, their magistrates have ruled that all it takes is for a piece of writing to be likely to produce hatred or contempt for homosexuals, Jews, whatever, and it becomes indictable as a hate crime. You don't even have to have an offense. You don't even have to have a complaint about it before it becoming indictable, just because it's likely it could happen. It doesn't even have to happen. And what this has done is create a tremendous chill in BC as the hate law has morphed, has evolved into an extremely draconian system of jurisprudence.
Yes, indeed it has.
In fact, if I might continue, in BC, it's considered an insult to an AIDS patient to even wear plastic gloves. What has happened is the dentist, the dental assistants, the surgeons, and so on can't even wear plastic gloves around them and face masks lest they insult or they hurt the delicate emotions of these homosexuals. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I understand that a number of healthcare workers have contracted AIDS as a result of being around homosexuals and yet being prohibited by the government of British Columbia from adequate hygienic protection. Mm-hmm. And a number of large lawsuits are now being filed against the government of BC.
Yeah. And this leads into another question, another adjunct issue, but I see the time is ticking away and the break is coming up. I will mention it now, and then we'll invite people who do have comments and questions about what we're speaking about to call in at 800-313-9443. And that is the ADL's way of trying to control the internet and make the so-called, the David Ray hate law, so to speak, applicable to the internet in contravention of the First Amendment. They've been successful with that overseas. And we want to talk about that and how they did it in France with Yahoo.com. So we'll be right back with you, Ted Pike, and our callers, 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio, sounding the alarm. We shall return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, Ted Pike is with us. And Ted, you heard what I just brought up about, the Netherlands and France and England and other countries in Europe that, have basically been egged on and goaded into prosecuting individuals because of their research on such things as the so-called Holocaust. And, you mentioned in one of your emails that Google was one example and Yahoo was another example where there have been some political interference.
Yes. In 2001, Yahoo was fined in France for offering National Socialist memorabilia on its internet auction site.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. And they were taken to court, and or at least, I don't know the litigation aspect of it, but by 2005, their fine for offering their swastikas and so on was $15 million. In 4 years, the fine had accrued to $15 million.
Now,
and
this
growing.
This was $15 million for Yahoo or for the people
that was for Yahoo. Yahoo
okay.
was fined in France for
simply
allowing,
for being a facilitator for carrying
that's right.
advertising. Okay,
that's right. And finally, just recently, Yahoo has settled that and has taken all Nazi memorabilia off of websites, evidently everywhere, including the United States. And then in also Google has been guilty of of allowing websites here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But if we go to France and we go to Germany on vacation and we want to look up some of these websites, we won't find them there because they've been filtered out. And in 2002, Harvard researchers Jonathan Zittrain and Benjamin Edelman reported that 100 websites available in the United States on Google were not available in Germany or France. They had just been quietly removed. And this is ominous. Certainly, we have heard very well publicized accounts of how these internet providers have been, search engines have been allowing the communist Chinese.
I was just going to mention that. Yep.
Special privileges, mm-hmm. exemption from free speech.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like Bill Gates and Red China, huh?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Well, up in Canada, they have a. Part of the federal hate law is Section 13.1, which makes it a hate crime to have any statements on any website in Canada which are critical or hold up to hatred or contempt members of federally protected groups. Mm-hmm. And there's just always some hate crimes trials going on up there they are laying down internet law prohibiting free speech. And certainly that will come to the United States, too, because, mm-hmm. as I was mentioning earlier, this whole bias-oriented justice system, which they have tried so miserably in Canada with such injustice, is now coming to the United States under the big federal hate law, the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act, which is right now in the House Judiciary Committee. And if this law is allowed to pass, somebody's got to get specific as far as the law is concerned about what this law will have sovereignty over and not, and so on. That's left to these federal judges like Stengel and others. And we have seen just this week that it seems like the ADL can get to anybody. They can even cause an illustrious federal judge to make a fool of himself, to disgrace himself in the eyes of his profession and the nation.
Well, one of the things the ADL specializes in, as you know, is stolen police files. And they do steal, they do engage themselves in illegal activity, as they did in 91 in San Francisco and Los Angeles, by stealing police files from the departments, the police, and using them basically to gather information on Americans.
Yes, they do.
So what information they might have on the judge, for instance, this is just speculation on our part. We don't know, but it is based on the reality of what they have done before. People can be blackmailed. People can be influenced to change their position for fear of exposure and losing their stature, their position, their pension, and so forth. And not only that, but be prosecuted themselves. So I can imagine that, as you say, if in fact they were to allow, this judge were to allow his ruling to stand with regard to the original defendants in the case, the Philly 11, and allow them to proceed against the organizers and against our dear friend Lynn, then Lynn might be out of a job, and she might be a criminal. She might be convicted
of a
crime.
You know, Lynn Abraham, these Christians were arrested under the ADL Pennsylvania hate law, which was passed in the late 1990s.
That's right.
Now, that hate law basically says that if a person has bias motivation against a certain particular group, as Lynn Abraham had against the Christians,
right,
and then that bias motivation propels her into commission of some kind of crime, mm-hmm. which is depriving 11 Christians of their civil rights and having them arrested and so on,
right.
Then that person fits the classic ADL definition of a hate criminal under the Pennsylvania hate law.
Unbelievable. That's true, though. We'll be right back. Callers, we'll get to you when we return with Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back with Ted Pike. Let's take a call or two, Ted, and say hello to some of our callers. 800-313-9443. Roger in Pennsylvania is first. Hello, Roger.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
And I'm sure you'll agree that we don't want to weaken a strong understanding and maybe a legal avenue by throwing in a logical non sequitur that there would necessarily have to have been any communication between the haters of Christian religious expression, much less free speech broadly, because unless that judge was living under a rock the last 20 years, we can safely rule that out, or have been an nincompoop, there would have been a tacit understanding that even without such communication that they could sense what heat would be brought to bear. Now, this doesn't render the ruling any the less to be despised and to be overturned if possible, but that was all I wanted to throw in.
Okay, that's it?
Yeah, and maybe that's an avenue for a recourse in there somehow, even without any such mm-hmm. communication.
All right, Ted, do you have a response? Ted? What happened to Ted? Ted Pike? Oh, well, he dropped off. Oh, my. Oh, he didn't drop out. He might have drifted off and dropped off the line. Well, that can happen. We'll get him right back on. Are you still there, Roger?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, the thing is today with all of the corruption in government, the pretty obvious and in-your-face unethical behavior today from the Bush administration, Congress, the courts, Scalia, whoever it might be, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to note that. And the power of the ADL is incredible in Congress. Why would it not be very powerful and to be feared in the judiciary? And I think that that has a very valid concern myself. I would think so. Wouldn't you?
Yes, I just, if I could just expand this a little further. See,
yeah, go ahead.
Like I said, about the unless the judge is an idiot that would be able to sense the heat that would be brought to bear. Now, this is a form of influence in itself. It's just
I understand, yeah. It's overt rather than, covert. But
yeah.
Still, it's an implied threat. And she, of course, represents the ADL, this Lynn Abrams, and she, of course, is pretty well situated there. She stood to be sued and to be maybe litigated against successfully. That would certainly be very damaging, not only to her, but the whole movement, the whole ADL mantra here.
Yeah, no, that, of course, doesn't speak for the judge's part, per se, but on Lynn Abrams' part, we should get to our Congress and demand congressional investigations of that collusion between the Bush Justice Department.
Yeah.
And
There you go, Nancy. Nancy Pelosi, get busy. Here's another one for you, huh? I'm not holding my breath, though, Roger.
No, but for a congressman to demand it over the strenuous interference to be brought by the Pelosi's of this world. God bless.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Appreciate the points. Do we have Ted back? Okay, we're getting him back right now. All right, and a number one, and a number two, and a number three. All right, as Lawrence Welk used to say, and we're counting and holding our breath. We lost Ted, and now he has been found.
Hello,
Amen.
Rick.
Ted, what happened?
Well, I got cut off. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, maybe the ADL has even more influence than we thought. I don't know. But anyway, Roger made his point, and did you want to respond? You know, as he was saying, it's not just the covert ways of influence, but clearly the fear that even judges would have of being ostracized by the ADL.
Yeah.
That's a real, real reality, is it not?
Yes, it is. What we are seeing more and more in modern times is that judges from top to bottom are being given the prerogatives of basically making the law. And if you go back in judicial systems, even a couple of hundred years ago, decisions, I should say, our founding fathers made it absolutely clear that judges did not have the right to make the law from the bench. They only had the right to interpret the law. The law was to be the sacred domain, lawmaking, the domain of legislators, the constituent bodies representing the will of the people. And, just recently I had the opportunity to sign my name on a petition with 43 other Christian conservative leaders protesting what Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts did. Now, what happened there was the Supreme Court of Massachusetts made a recommendation by a vote of 4-7 in favor of calling a session of the legislature to decide whether the legislature legitimately should vote for same-sex marriage in Massachusetts. And Mitt Romney, as I understand, did not facilitate that gathering of the legislators, but instead he took at face value this basically illegal judgment by these four members of the Supreme Court, and then he went ahead and made the pronouncement that same-sex marriages were to be permitted in the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what he did.
Yeah, he became the first governor, in fact, in the United States, maybe the only one, to legalize same-sex marriages. And now he's touting himself as a political and religious conservative who wants to actually ban same-sex marriages and so on. And we got together and we said, hey, you know, we put together a petition, an extensive documentation showing Governor Romney that he did not have to even honor this violation of the Constitution of the state of Massachusetts by these judges as they were going beyond their prerogatives. Yep. He certainly did not have to call for a legislative session, and he certainly did not have to make it an edict of the state of Massachusetts. And he ignored our petition. And
the legislature did the same thing, by the way. All three branches in Massachusetts are totally out of step and overbounds. They have all done the same thing, Ted.
That's right. But here we have these federal and local magistrates who have too high an opinion of themselves. And as I say, the hate crimes philosophy now is a massive invasion, not only of states' rights in law enforcement, but it's the overlay of a bias-oriented judicial system coming down from the top all the way down to the states.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls in the lap now of all of these judges, top to bottom, to flesh out this, and of course it can go only one direction, and that is toward widening of the protections of hate crimes legislation to protect not just homosexuals and Jews and so on from physical violent hate crimes, but also from verbal violence, words that hurt and words that diminish them and hold them into contempt. And of course the Holy Bible, as no other piece of literature, holds homosexuality in contempt, calling it an abomination, and therefore it becomes hate literature according to this bias criteria.
And the ADL certainly has demonstrated its proclivity for doing everything it can to oppose the scriptures and the Holy Bible, particularly the words of Jesus himself, have they not?
Well, they certainly have. And here we have, you see, this is a bad situation if a hate bill gets in, because in 1990, under the Hate Crime Statistic Act, which was entirely created by ADL,
that's right. Yes.
They put themselves in the position of being the one who basically officiated enforced the federal hate crimes statutes for the whole nation. And what they've done is they have put laws in place along the line and over the last 20 years or so which allow them to administer hate crimes philosophy, statistics gathering, hate crimes education for all the way from the FBI and justice system down to the local precinct level.
You see,
so they're all set up to work with federal judges and local judges exactly like Stengel. And I'm sure if they've got a dossier of tens of thousands of Christian Americans who are considered a threat to their agenda. And by the way, I have seen my name on their list. My father's name is on their list.
I'm not surprised either. My name is probably on that list too.
I'm sure, but here we have the very worst custodians of the legal system and of freedom.
That's like putting the lawbreaker, the criminal, in charge of the police department. I mean, it's just so in your face. It goes to show you how corrupt the system is today in America, and not only that, but how fearful these politicians and these judges and police officials are that they would sacrifice their own honor and integrity be the Gestapo, if you will, for the ADL.
Absolutely. You see, our Constitution, Bill of Rights and so on, has built-in checks and safeguards which keep the federal government from going legally crazy or insane like this, like they did in Philadelphia. We have ways of, you see, in Philadelphia there was no barrier between the rights of Lynn Abraham to give orders to the police on the street to arrest those Christians. That's basically a police state where there's no checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
But in our judicial system, we have very wisely provided barriers to federal intrusion that forces them to back off. And unless the federal government can prove that there's such things as slavery going on in the states or voter fraud or jury tampering or crimes involving interstate commerce where nobody knows whose jurisdiction it is, the federal government has got to stay out of states' rights in law enforcement. And this legislation, the David Ray Hate Crimes Bill, breaks all that down. It allows the federal government absolutely unrestrained rights to come into the states anytime they want to. Their excuse is that they have the right to come in if a hate crime involves anything having to do with interstate commerce. Now, obviously, all of us are enmeshed in the influences of interstate commerce. Every time you buy a candy bar, you are participating, you are patronizing something which has crossed state lines, you see. Mm-hmm. Every time you buy a gallon of gasoline, every time you take even a bus ride across state lines, you're involved in interstate commerce. And so there's literally no part of our lives which is outside of interstate commerce. And so what this law says is if a hate crime involves interstate commerce, the federal government has the right to come down and intervene in that case and make sure it goes their way in court. So literally they have a complete carte blanche, a green light to enter in and take over the traditional dominion of the attorney generals, the justice departments of the states.
Yes. Ted Pike, our guest, 800-313-9443. Jim in Texas is next. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, you're on, Jim.
Yeah, I just now quit laughing from your last caller that suggested that Congress ought to investigate whether the ADL has undue influence on the judicial system. I mean,
you find that to be rather, shall we say, contradictory?
I find it to be very hilarious. I mean, that's like investigating Mr. Fox in charge of the hen house, you know. Mm-hmm. What is his motives? I mean, we have a Congress... considering that the USS Liberty situation, where the Congress is required by the Constitution and by law to investigate any loss of a USS naval ship or any attack. Mm-hmm. They're required to do it by law. They have to. So far since 1967, they haven't done it.
Oh,
and they have no intention of doing it. So what does that mean? What Congress is going to do?
Nothing. No,
they're going to do nothing.
But,
and also,
you know,
the survivors of the Liberty filed a war crimes charge with the Department of the Army, who is required by the Constitution to investigate. That was about 3 years ago.
Well, we had him on about a year and a half ago. We did
no investigation. I'm surprised. I'm shocked that the Secretary of the Army, who's required by his constitutional duty to investigate any war crimes charge, he's required to, can't get out of it. But here, 2 or 3 years later, he hasn't done a thing.
No.
And he won't give an answer as to why he hasn't.
No, you're right. You're right.
And this fellow wants to know why Congress don't get involved in investigating the ADL. This is ridiculous. And as far as Ted, as far as this these religious crimes laws, there was a minister in Sweden that was recently prosecuted for preaching against homosexuals.
Yes.
I believe there was a case in France and at least one other European country, maybe more, whose total crime was they were preaching against homosexuality. In Canada, it's widespread in Canada. Canada, they can't even quote the Bible hardly anymore.
No.
So... and that's what we're facing. That's what we're coming to.
Yes. Well, in Canada, it literally is now a hate crime to preach with specificity, with conviction from the Holy Scriptures concerning sodomy in the pulpit in Canada. If there's a homosexual in that congregation, he can not only take you to court, he can have you arrested under Section 319 of the Federal Code. And what this does is it puts a tremendous damper, a chill on free speech, so that fiery evangelism, even evangelism against sinners, is looked at askance because it might offend some sinner, some member of a federally protected group. And in fact, my brother's wife is from Holland, and she has relatives living in Holland now, which she communicates with.
Mm.
And they tell her, they in fact, they're sending a message here. I'll just transfer it to the American people. They say, please don't ever allow hate crimes laws to get started in the United States like they have in Holland, because they say in Holland today, it is a federal crime to criticize homosexuals and adulterers and fornicators in Holland. You can't even preach the Ten Commandments now in Holland against adultery without being indictable for a federal hate crime.
The hate crimes laws are designed for the protected groups, and we all know who the protected groups are. First and foremost is, we'll go back to 1918 in communist Russia when they took control. The first thing they did was come up with their anti-Semitic law, which made it a punishable by death offense to even say anything that could be construed to be anti-Semitic.
Yes.
That's one of the first things they did.
That's right.
And anybody that studies history knows that. And
yes.
They also know that of all the churches that were burned in Russia and priests and church figures murdered, that there were thousands of Russian Orthodox priests murdered and banished to Siberia and so forth, but there was not one Jewish synagogue burned in the entire history of communist Russia. Not one.
That's amazing. All right, Jim, thank you for your input.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Pike, we'll be right back with you and more. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
And we're back with Ted Pike. Of course, we can't forget also what happened last year or so in Sweden and what happened in Denmark and what happened with the cartoons that were considered to be blasphemous against the against the Islamic religion, and how all of these ADL types here in America were screaming that the Arabs and Muslims were calling for censorship. Wasn't that ironic of them to say that, to say the least?
Yeah, that's right. You know, our own State Department is setting up a hate crimes bureaucracy under ADL, B'nai B'rith control. It's called the
Global Anti-Semitism.
Global Anti-Semitism, yes. Department. This was mandated by Congress several years ago, and they have criteria of what anti-Semitism is, and one of them is a criticism, strong criticism of the State of Israel and its leaders. So that if you criticize Sharon's massive invasion of the West Bank several years ago, or if you call him a Nazi in any kind of terms like that, or if you say that international Jews are involved in a global agenda to take over the world, or that they have too much control in Congress through APACs, our State Department is now telling us that this is anti-Semitism. And, of course, in Canada, anti-Semitism is a federal hate crime, punishable by harsh fines and even imprisonment if the person continues.
Right. And that being the case, one has to wonder exactly then how much longer we can wait if in fact, as you said, the bill was introduced in the House and it will be reintroduced in the Senate if it has not already been reintroduced. This could be brought to the floor almost within a matter of hours, right?
Oh yes, it could. And I, as I have probably mentioned before on this program, Sheila Jackson Lee is the representative from Texas who introduced the...
She introduced it in the House, yeah.
Yes, she introduced it in the House. She did that in the first part of January. And I was told by her office that since the federal hate bill did pass the House of Representatives about a year and a half ago, its tenure in the subcommittee on crime in the House Judiciary could be very short. In fact, they could just vote on it, and in a few minutes it could be out of the subcommittee on crime and then into the Judiciary Committee for a similar vote and on its way into the docket for voting on the House. And so we can't wait on the hate bill as far as action is concerned. And so I've been really hammering this on my email alerts and many broadcasts that we have to get those phone calls going in, especially to the members of the House Judiciary Committee. See, there are 40 members of the House Judiciary Committee, and it can't get out of Judiciary until they give the approval. It is in it's in the Judiciary now, whether it's been actually assigned to the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. I'm not quite sure on that, but they're still, Congress is still kind of getting in session. They're still getting their act together and hoping, the liberals are hoping they can really streamline the much more legislation coming forth in the weeks ahead.
Well, now, since we last talked, people have been directed to your site. People have been directed to other sites. Others have joined in, Focus on the Family, those types of groups, to oppose this bill. And they have been getting an avalanche of mail and phone calls, I'm told.
Yeah, yes, they are. People have told us that they have called the House Judiciary Committee, and they say they're getting lots of calls.
All right, hang on. I want you to go over that plan again with us so people can continue. All right, we'll be right back with Ted Pike.